say we've been talking about in Yanei Brachos, took a little break for Purim, but I'd like to get back to other very important discussions about in Yanei Brachos. You mentioned that if someone takes chameshes min hadagon and they make it into bread, so then the brach is hamotzi. But if you add other ingredients, you make it into a brittle cracker or a filled dough, so then that's possible a kistin. And if you kovei a suda, then you make a hamotzi in it, but if not, you make a mezumis. And the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Zayin is another halacha. That let's say you don't make the item into bread bichlal. Let's say you take chameshes min hadagon and you cook it. You have processed grain and you cook it. That's called a maisa kedeira. So for that, of course, you're going to make a mezonos. Even if you kovei a suda on that, it's not bread. So you're not going to make a hamotzi on that bichlal. The Gemara in Brachos points out on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis a very important halacha regarding chameshes min hadagon. And that is kol sheyeshu mechameshes min hadagon mevarchem labari min hamezonos. But let's say you have a food item with a mixture of different ingredients. It has a little bit of grain in it, but it has other ingredients as well. The halacha is that you always make a mezonos on that combination. Now, what's the chiddush over here? What are we talking about? That the chameshes min hadagon are rov of the mixture, a miyut of the mixture? What exactly is going on? What's the chiddush of this gemara? So the mefarshim explained the chiddush is this. That normally when you eat two items together, so there's a rule that if something is ikar and the other is tofel, so then you make a bracha on the ikar, and the tofel is part of a bracha. That's the Mishnah in Brachos and Dafim Dalar Madalat. The kol shu ikar v'imo tfeilam, v'varech alo ikar v'potir esat tfeilam. Make a bracha on the ikar and that's it. The classical example that the Mishnah gives is, let's say a person is eating salty fish. So what they used to do is when they ate salty fish, they'd eat it with bread to take away a little bit of the saltiness. It's a little strange, you would think. Eating bread is so choshev, make a hamotzi on the bread, and it'll pot to the fish, because the fish is part of the meal. So comes the Mishnah and says, no. Since you're only eating the bread to take away the saltiness of the fish, it's just mishamesh the fish, you actually make a shahakal. Make a shahakal on the salty fish, and you don't make any bracha on the bread. And this principle teaches us that rule, that whenever you eat something that's ikar, and you're eating a tofel, you're eating some other item as well, together with it, and the other item is mishamesh the first item, then you make a bracha only on the ikar, not on the tofel. L'mashal, let's say a person is eating yogurt. And in that yogurt, he has little pieces of fruit. He's not eating it for the fruit. The fruit enhances the yogurt, but the ikar of what you're eating is the yogurt. Let's say a person eats latkes with applesauce. You're not eating the applesauce by itself. You're eating it for the latke. So you make a bracha on the latke. You make a hadam on the latkes, and that part is the applesauce. And similarly, bananas and cream and other things. Whenever you're eating two items and one item is enhancing the other, then you make a bracha on the item that's ikar and a part is the tuff. What happens if you're eating items together, different items together, but one is not enhancing the other? You just have a lot of items together. Let's say you're eating a fruit cocktail. And some of the fruit that you're eating, brach is hadama, and some is ha'etz. So what do you do? Let's say you're eating pieces of pineapple and pieces of melon together with pieces of orange and apple. So what do? You make hadama, do you make ha'etz? So that's a big machlokas in the Echon. The Chai Odom holds that if you're eating a fruit cocktail and the pieces are distinct from each other, so then you should make both brachas, make both the hadama and the ha'etz. But the Prima Gadim disagrees. He says that whenever you have a combination of different food items together, one is not enhancing the other. You follow rov. You always make the bracha on the rov. So if you have, let's say, in the fruit cocktail, you have mostly melon and pineapple and a little orange, a little fruit, then you make a hadama on the fruit cocktail and not make any bracha on the ha'etz bichlal, on the fruit at all. Follow the rov. So if most is hadama, make hadama. If most is ha'etz, make a ha'etz. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah passes. It's in Reishit Beis of Katan Aleph. He follows the Prima Gadim, that whenever you have a tarovus, you have a combination of different food items, what's the rule of ikar v'tofel? How do we determine what bracha to make? You follow rov. So someone has suggested, that's exactly what the Gemara over here has in mind. The kol sheyesh b'chameshes min hadagon mevarchem labarim min hamezonos. The Gemara is saying that when it comes to chameshes min hadagon, we don't follow that rule. That even though normally, in the realm of ikar v'tofel, to determine what's ikar and what's tofel, we follow rov. But by chameshes min hadagon, we don't follow rov. Even if the chameshes min hadagon, even if the grain is a miut of the tarovus, we're still going to make a mezonos on that tarovus. That's the yisod of the Gemara, that that Chameshes Mina Dagon objectively are the ikar of a Tarovis, because they have a special chashivas. So it breaks the rules, that even though normally when it comes to a Tarovis, we follow the Rov, we always assume that the Rov is the ikar. By Chameshes Mina Dagon, we don't assume that the Rov is the ikar. We assume that the Chameshes Mina Dagon are the ikar, and that's why you're going to make a Mizamos. And that's what the Gemara is coming to teach us. What's a nafkamina? So a nafkamina for many different inyanim. A nafkamina for pies, and for blintzes, and for potato knishes, and for lots of different things. A person is eating a pie, right? So even if there's only a little bit of mizonos on the outside, it's a big pie, right? A pie with some kind of a stew inside of the pie, or fruit inside of the pie. You're not going to make a bracha on the fruit. You only make a bracha on the pie crust. Well, let's say you're having blintzes, you're having potato knishes, you make a mizonos, you don't make a brach on the inside, because the chameshes min hadagon are cooked together with the filling. So we assume the bracha is just a mizonos. We follow the mizonos even if the filling is rove of the tarovis. Of course, if the mizonos is rove of the tarovis, nothing to talk about. But even if the filling is rove, as long as the mizonos is part of the tarovis, right? The mizonos is part of the tarovis, even if it's a miyut, you're going to make a bracha. You make a bracha of mizonos on that tarovis because the mizonos is the ikka. And cholent is the same, right? Cholent, if you have a stew, barley in the cholent, with barley in the cholent, you're going to make a mizonos on that cholent. Make a mizonos on the cholent. Of course, if you have a big piece of potato or a big piece of meat, so that potato, that piece of meat, if you're going to spear the piece of potato separately, so then you're not having barley with that biteful. So if you're just spearing the potato or spearing the piece of meat, of course you have to make a separate brocha on that item. But if the cholent has made it as a stew, and barley is part of that stew, so if you're just eating the cholent as a stew, then you make a mizonos on the cholent, because barley is certainly in the cholent. It is an ingredient that's not mishamesh anything else. It's an independent ingredient. So even if it's a miyut of the cholent, the fact is, kol sheyesh mechamesh es miyadog, and mevarchem labar min mizonos. Yes, Michael.
Just to clarify, if you have, this is all as long as there's no enhancer, meaning as long as the mizonos is not an enhancer.
No, even if the mizonos is not an enhancer, the mizonos is just another ingredient in the tarobis, you're going to make a mizonos.
I'm saying, if the mizonos was an enhancer, I mean, would it go...
So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to the exceptions right now. Right? This is the basic rule. So I'm giving you scenarios of the basic rule that even where the mizonos is not the rove of the tarobis, it's still viewed as the ikar, and therefore you're going to make a mizonos on the tarobis. Yes?
When we said that, then it's cooked. It's a mizonos.
The what?
Something that's cooked. I mean, it doesn't have to cook.
I think it's baked. I think the mizonos rolls are baked, but they add a lot of fruit juices to it, so they say that it's pasav abekisna. So if, as long as you're not kovei asud on that, then you should only make mizonos.
If they were to be cooked, then it would be mizonos. So somewhere in the other day,
yes,
said it's
right.
Cooked.
Cooked, really? A mizonos roll that's only cooked?
I asked to wash the mizonos roll, but uh-huh. They didn't say whatever, so
right.
He said it's cooked.
Really? I've never seen such a thing before. Right? It looks like a challah roll to me. It's hard to believe that it's cooked. But if you have, I mean, if it's cooked, so basically it's like pasta, right? If you take, if you have a blila ova, but then you cook it, so then it should present like a cooked dough. It doesn't present like a cooked dough. We mentioned that a bagel, even though a bagel is put into boiling water, it's then baked. So that's why it's browned on the outside. How do they produce that browning on the outside of the mizonos roll if it's only cooked? I don't think water does that. So if they might cook it, but then they put it in the oven. So once you put it in the oven, it's ice cooked, right? Then it has a din of bread. So I'm not sure that the mizonos roll should be viewed as cooked dough. I don't think it's only cooked. I think it's baked. Yes?
So far we've been talking about where the mizonos is the miyut, but it's steak.
Miyut, but apidin it's viewed as the ikar. Exactly, yes.
So if you have a situation like the cholent or like a pie, let's say, with like very thick pieces of fruit inside, where you can, or like the potato in the cholent, where you could pick it out and it's big enough that you would be able to eat it on its own and make its own broth on it, would it be better to do that in the beginning of your akhila, or does it not matter? Or?
No, I don't think it matters. As long as every biteful you're having mizonos together with the fruit, then the fruit is takapot. Because it's one tarovis. It's one tarovis. But if you're going to have the fruit separately, so then yeah, you'll have to make a separate broch on the fruit.
Is there a shear of how much mizonos has to be, or is it like just
I think even a mashul, because then it's, but that's exactly the point. Even if it's a miut, that objectively is always viewed as the ikar, so therefore you're going to make a mizonos. What are the exceptions to this rule? The rule of kol sheyesh bo mechameshes min yadag and mevarchen labrei min mizonos. So Tosfos in Brachas and Aflam and Vavam Ebeis gives the most famous exception to the rule. And that is, let's say you're adding dogon, you're adding grain, ledevek, not letam. You're adding it just to keep it together, to keep the food together, not for taste. So in such a situation, then the chashivas of the chameshes min yadagon falls away, and then you would not make a mezonos on that. What's a classical example of that, that you're adding it only for devek? Does anyone know? What?
Schnitzel.
Schnitzel is a good example. We're going to talk about that, but that's not the classical example. Licorice. We'll talk about licorice. That's also a good example too. Gefilte fish is the classical example. Gefilte fish. What is gefilte fish made out of? Well, I mean, what do you think it's made out of? It's made out of a gefilte, right? A gefilte fish. It's different types of fish that are blended together, carp and other things. But how do they keep it all together? Matzah meal, of course. Right? It's only 30 days before Pesach. Right, so you have to talk about the matzah meal. The matzah meal is used to keep the fish together. So why don't we make a mezonos on gefilte fish? How many people make a mezonos on gefilte fish? Good. Right? No one makes a mezonos. Everyone makes a shakal on gefilte fish. Why? Because the mezonos is not added for tam. It's added just to keep the fish together. So that's Tosfos. Right? Tosfos don't talk about it. They don't say, kamo mashakor and gefilte. They don't. They heard it. Right? But they don't talk about that case. But this is the classical example of a situation where the matzah meal, where the mezonos is added just to hold the pieces of the food together. So the halacha is that you don't make a mezonos on that. Because that's not kol sheyesh bo mechameshes min yadag. Kol sheyesh bo mechameshes min yadag means it's added for tam. Schnitzel. Schnitzel is another example. But schnitzel is a very complicated example. So the question is the mezonos, is the matzah meal added on the outside? Okay, what is schnitzel? Schnitzel means breaded fish or breaded chicken or something, breaded meat. So you add the crumbs on the outside. So is the matzah meal added on the outside for tam? Is it added for some other purpose? Maybe to prevent the fish from burning? Or for some other purpose? It's a complicated shayla. I mean, the pshuto, most people think that it's added for tam. They like to have the schnitzel with the... but the crumbs on the outside, so they think it's added for tam. Of course, the simple solution to the problem is if you make the crumbs out of cornflakes, as opposed to matzah meal, so then you're not going to have any problem. That's not chameshes min yadagon. So then it would just get a shahakal. But if you make it out of matzah meal, it's not so partial. So many poskim, the minig in many circles is to make a shahakal on schnitzel. So why is that? That's really the question. Why is that? So different reasons are given. Some say that the breadcrumbs are not really an ochel, right? The crumbs, the coating of the schnitzel, it's not thick enough to be called an ochel. So the rule of kol sheyesh mechameshes min yadagon doesn't apply. The din of kol sheyesh mechameshes min yadagon means that if one of the ingredients, one of the macholim in this food is chameshes min yadagon and it's eder for tam, so then you make a mezonos on this food. But if what's in it is so insignificant, right? It's almost like it's a dava she'ein bo mamish. It's just a little coating, and it's just breckles. It's crumbs and it falls off. It's not a dava she'esh bo mamish. Then even if it's made out of chameshes min yadagon, maybe that's not choshev enough. Yes, it's true. Chameshes min yadagon is choshev, but only if it's part of the meichel. So if you talk about a cholent, you have barley in the cholent. So the barley is pieces of barley in the cholent. They might not be so big, but they're pieces of barley. But the breading on the schnitzel, the breading on the fish, it's so small that maybe we should consider that a dover she'ein bo mamish. If it's a dover she'ein bo mamish, maybe it doesn't get a mezonos. And people also add, that some of the poskim add another svara, that if you wouldn't eat the breading separately, the breading falls off, right? So you can eat that. You're just going to pick from the bottom of the tray? Probably not. Right? It's just a small amount of breading. You're just going to pick from the bottom of the tray. You're going to eat the schnitzel. You're not going to pick the bottom. You're not going to eat it separately. So if you're not going to eat it separately, so then it's not choshev enough. Even if it's chamesh medalim, it's not choshev enough, so it shouldn't get a mezonos. Right, you're not going to eat it separately. So that's the problem, right? So if the breading is really thick, there are some people who make a schnitzel with a very thick breading. So the breading is thick, it's a real shiloh. Like, you probably should make a mezonos on that. If it's so thick that you can literally peel it off, right, there are some places where it's mamish so thick that you can peel it off the fish, peel it off the chicken, and it's really a thick breading. In that case, maybe you should make a mezonos. Or if you're the type of individual who really likes the breading, and, you know, if there's some breading left over there, you know, you'll... I didn't see at the Purim Suda anyone doing this, but, I mean, we didn't search... Did we search this? I don't even remember. I wonder why. Yeah, like, if you pick it off the bottom of the plate, so then that shows that there is a chashivas to the breading. I don't know, it's a difficult shaila. The minig is not to make a mezonos on the schnitzel, but... In many circumstances, it's really a shy list as to why we don't. Yeah.
What about like pretzel chicken? Because I feel like that.
Pretzel chicken. Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. I feel like in all those
like pieces of pretzels on the outside of the chicken.
Yeah.
Wow, I never heard of that. Pretzel chicken, lechori. If you have a piece of pretzel, I don't see why the chin can't be mezonos, because that's a davar choshev. Right here, I'm talking about just like little, you know. Right, matzah meal is ground up matzah.
Right.
So there's no significance to that. So you just put the breading, you know, you sort of dip the fish or dip the chicken into the breading, and then it creates some kind of a small, you know, thin type of crust. It's not like a pretzel. A pretzel is a davar choshev. If it's a davar choshev, then it should get a mezonos for sure. Yes?
Sounds like the examples you were using before when you make the mezonos is like for cholent or for a pie, like it's just a tarobis, meaning they're both independent, but for the schnitzels, it's like actually, why can't we just say if it's clearly the tafel, you wouldn't make a bracha, but if it's a tarobis and there's no ikka, there's no tafel, then you would. I mean, why do we have to give these other answers?
But why is the breading a tafel? If you would eat the breading separately and you're cooking them together, you're baking them together, so it's a tarobis of two different things. Even if both are nicker, you can recognize each one, but so what? That's the idea of a tarobis. That if you have a tarobis, normally you should make a bracha on the roof. But by chameshes min adagam, we make a bracha on the mezonos because that's the ikar, objectively, halachically. So in this situation, why shouldn't the breading be considered the ikar? It's part of the tarovis, and you would eat it separately. So that's the shaila. If you wouldn't eat it separately, so maybe you could say that it's a davar shein b'mamash, it's not really significant enough, so that's why you don't make a mezonos on it. But if you would eat it separately, then it's a shaila.
It doesn't matter what you were eating before. I mean, like, let's say an ice cream sandwich.
We're going to get to ice cream sandwiches. Let's hold off for just a second. This situation is where you're actually cooking the mezonos together with the other item. Okay, you're cooking the mezonos together with the other item, so it is a tarovas, and now we have to figure out, are the chameshes min hadagon going to be considered ikar, or maybe they're not going to be considered ikar? That's what we're talking about here. Yes?
Something like General Chow's chicken?
What is General Chow's chicken?
It's like they,
enlighten me.
Chinese food where they put it in this batter. It's kind of, I think it's made of flour, this batter. It's kind of thick, kind of not. I'm not really sure.
Can you see the batter in the mixture?
Yeah. I don't know how it's made.
It's covered with sauce.
What is the thing? Oh, it's a piece of chicken but covered in sauce
it's like
with the batter on the outside.
Fried and then like with the sauce.
Like Chinese, like very thick. All these
maybe we have to serve it at one of the lunch meetings and then we'll be able to talk about it. I just don't know what the metzias is. I'm trying to just present the principles. Is there something on the outside? There's a coating on the outside of the chicken?
Yeah.
Or it's inside? What, I'm sorry?
Outside.
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 And is it a thick coating?
Yeah.
So if it's a thick coating, I think it should get a mezonos.
But it's very thick, but you never eat it on its own. It tastes gross.
Is that a halachic concept? It tastes gross? Does it not taste good?
If you don't have the chicken,
I don't know. Some people would eat this stuff. I have no idea. For myself, I wouldn't cut off the batter and start eating it on my own.
You would not cut off the batter.
No, that's kind of gross.
That is kind of gross.
It's liquidy.
I don't know. So if you wouldn't eat it, by itself, then based on the principles we're developing, maybe it doesn't get a mezonos. But on the other hand, maybe you can say that it's ein bo mamash if it's really so thick. I'm not sure. I have to see it. I really have to see it to make a judgment.
Can rice pater something like that?
If you make a mezonos on something else, it definitely could pater. Could. Yeah. If you're eating the rice because you want to eat rice, if you're just eating the rice because you want to make a bracha, so I wouldn't do that.
Usually it's served with rice.
It's served together with the rice. If it's served together with the rice, then make a bracha on the rice. That would be a good idea. You make a bracha on the rice, and that would pata. But the question is, do you make a shahakol on the fish? Right? It's still a suffix bracha on this type of fish. I'm not sure. I have to see it to really make a judgment. Let's just talk about the other issue that Jacob brought up. Another one of the exceptions. There are different exceptions. Maybe we're not even going to get to all the exceptions. But let me talk about another famous exception. Let's say you didn't cook the dagon together with the other elements, but rather the dagon is baked or it's cooked, it's prepared, and then you add the other elements to the dagon. The two things are connected after the preparation. What's the classical example? Sounds sort of strange, right? Let's say you have soup, and then you put mandolin into the soup. You put soup nuts into the soup. So you didn't cook the soup nuts together with the soup. They're two totally separate things. So what's the rule over there? You make a mezonos on that? You have soup, right? Soup. You serve the bowl of soup, and then you add mezonos to the soup. So I added mezonos to it. I should say, kol she'yesh mechamesh es miyadogon, I should make a mezonos. Not so clear. So if the soup nuts are the ikar of your tarovis now, right? If they're the ikar of your tarovis, so then you certainly would make a mezonos on the soup nuts. Do you make a shahakol on the soup? So if the soup nuts are the rov, so then lechora you would not make a shahakol on the soup, because once the soup nuts are the rov of the tarovis, then you just make a mezonos. But if the soup nuts are not the rov of this combination, you have a soup and you have a few soup nuts in there, so then lechora you'd have to make two brachas. Why? Because the rule is that you only make a mezonos on something that has chameshes mine dagon, but that's a solid food. There's no mezonos decided on a liquid, even if it's made out of mezonos, even if it's made out of chameshes mine dagon. What does that mean? There's no mezonos on a liquid that's made out of chameshes mine dagon. Can you think of a liquid that's made out of chameshes mine dagon?
Beer.
Exactly. Taisus in Bracha says that beer gets a bracha of shahakol even though it's made out of chamesh nidana, because there's no mezonos on a mashka that's made out of chamesh nidana. So if you think about this kind of scenario, you can't say that the soup, right, that the soup should get a bracha of mezonos based on kol sheyesh v'mechamesh nidana. The only way that the soup is going to be patted and you're not going to make a shahakol in the soup is if rov of your taroves is chameshes min hadagon. If rov of your taroves is soup nuts, so then it's like any other taroves that you have multiple ingredients in the taroves. So if a majority is X, then you make the bracha of X, and the other parts of the taroves are going to be potter. So you can potter the soup and not make a bracha on the soup if rov of your soup now is soup nuts. But if you don't have rov in the soup being soup nuts, it's only a miyut of the soup is soup nuts, so then mitzad the regular din of ikar v'tafel, you should make a shahakol on this. You should only make a shahakol on this toast because rov is the soup. But the problem is the mezonos can never be tofel to the soup. So you have to make a mezonos on the soup nuts. So it turns out in that scenario where rov is soup, a miut is soup nuts, you'll have to make a bracha of mezonos on the soup nuts because the soup nuts can never be batel to the other ingredients. But by the same token, you'll also have to make a shahakol on the soup. Okay, what's the din of ice cream cones? Ice cream sandwiches, right? Jacob's Shiloh, right? So that's a situation where you didn't actually cook them together. You made an ice cream cone, and now you're adding ice cream to the cone. You made the biscuit of the ice cream sandwich, and then you're adding the ice cream to the biscuit. So what bracha do you make? So if you have a tasteless cone, right, one of those, you know, styrofoam cones that people happen to eat anyway, right, so the purpose of the cone is really to hold the ice cream. It's a presentation type of thing. The purpose of the cone is just to hold the ice cream, but you don't... No one's going to eat the cone by itself, right? Does anyone eat the cone by itself? Right, you just munch on cones. Okay, so if you eat the cone by itself, then you should make a shahakol on the cone. I mean, I don't know. It's not... I mean, if it's a mezonos... Is it a mezonos? The cone is made out of mezonos, I guess. I don't know. If it's a tasteless cone... Most people don't eat the cone by itself. But if it's a sugar cone, so I think most poskim would say you should make two brachas. Make two brachas, because, again, it's not a tarovis anymore. It's not a tarovis. You're really eating the things independently of each other, right? You can't... The ice cream is definitely ikar over here, right? So it can't be tofel to the cone, but at the same time, if it's a sugar cone, you can't say that the mezonos is tofel to the ice cream, so it's appropriate to make two different brachas, one on the cone and one on the ice cream. And the same lechara would be true for the ice cream sandwiches as well. There were those who put forward the notion that maybe in the ice cream sandwich you should only make a shahakol. Why? Because the biscuit is not an independent thing. It's mishamesh the ice cream. How's it mishamesh the ice cream? Well, it's to prevent your hands from getting dirty from the ice cream. I think that's a joke. Right? Maybe it prevents your hands from getting dirty from the ice cream, but most ice cream sandwiches, last I tried, your hands get pretty dirty just from the biscuit. So like that's not the purpose of the biscuit. The purpose of the biscuit is that it adds to the taste. You like both items. You like both items, but yet there's no question that without the ice cream you wouldn't be eating biscuits here, right? That's not the point. So the ice cream can't be viewed as a tofel to the chameshes niyadagon, but yet the chameshes niyadagon is also ikr. They're both ikr. So l'chora, the bracha on the ice cream sandwiches should also be a double bracha, shakal for the ice cream, mizonas for the biscuit. And finally, dry cereal with milk. What's the bracha on dried cereal? You make it, let's say it's made out of wheat flour, right? I mean, if it's corn flour, so that's a different story. But if it's made out of wheat flour, so then it should get a mizonas. But you're adding milk. So what do? You make a shakal on the milk? You make a mezonos on the dry cereal? What do? Ikka v'tofel, right? Is most the dry cereal? Is that the rove? Is one mishamish the other? So I think most poskim say that dried cereal with milk, the milk is mishamish the dried cereal. You really want the cereal. But it's hard to eat cereal when it's dry. So you add the milk to soften it up a little bit. It softens it up a little bit. But because the milk is serving the dried cereal, you would not make a shahakal on the milk. The only time you make a shahakal on the milk is if you really like the milk and you add a lot of milk to the dried cereal to the point that it's like overflowing from the dried cereal. In that case, many poskim would say you should make two brachas. But in most circumstances, people add the milk and it's there. You might even have milk in every spoonful, but the milk is not the ikar. The milk is not an ikker, then you wouldn't say that there are two brachas. Again, if the milk would be an ikker, then you make both brachas because the mezonos can't be bottled to the milk. But if the milk is the rove, it's not going to be bottled to the mezonos either. But if the milk is only a miyot, then lechor you'd only make a mezonos on the cereal. And the same would be true if you add small pieces of fruit to the cereal. If it's only small pieces, then it's being mishamish to cereal. So you just make a mezonos, you would not make a bracha on the fruit. Yeah, a big piece of banana, big fruit, so you really want the fruit too. So then you make an independent bracha on the fruit. But if the fruit and the milk, if they're only mishamish the cereal, then you'd only make a mezonos on the cereal. What happens if you have a little bit of milk left over? You know, that happens, right? A little bit of milk left over, and then you put the bowl up to your mouth. Right? It's not that. This thing to do, maybe you should do it with your spoon, but okay, I know, you know, whatever. I've also been a kid, I suppose. Right? So what's the thing? L'chora, if you're drinking the milk separately, you should make a shahakol, right? Most poskim say no, that you don't make a shahakol on the milk that's left over because you really put the milk in only to be mishamish the mezonos. You don't want to throw out the milk to throw out ochel. You don't want to, baltashkes, you don't want to throw out the milk, but you're not really drinking the milk because you want to drink milk separately. You know, even though Daddy says that you should drink a cup of milk in the morning because it's good for you, but that's not why you're drinking the milk. You drink the milk because you don't want to throw it out. So that doesn't get a bracha, the post, I'm saying. Fundamentally, you introduce the milk to be mishamish to enhance the cereal, so you just make a mezonos on the cereal, and there's no bracha on the milk.